Ellensburg Road. That's where the right lane is blocked as you head toward West Virginia and Montana Avenues as a result of that work zone. Also, inbound and outbound New York Avenue near Florida Avenue may only have a single lane getting you by each way for the work zone there. Inner Loop and Outer Loop in Virginia between the Toll Road and the Georgetown Pike, that work continues to block the right lane. Traveling eastbound Route 7 after Route 9, that's where we had the report of a crash. Uncertain if that is still the case. Southbound I-95 on the brakes leaving Dale City headed down toward Dumfries with the work zone blocking the right lane. The WTOP Traffic Center is presented by Window Nation. Buy two windows and get two free. Visit windownation.com. I'm Rob Stallworth, WTOP Traffic.
All right, Rob, let's check the 7 News First Alert forecast with Eileen Whalen.
Tracking a cold front moving through the area, so expect clearing skies through the morning hours. We'll have a mix of clouds and sun this afternoon. And behind that weather front, it'll be breezy. Northwesterly winds between 5 to 15 miles per hour. Gusts up to about 25 miles per hour this afternoon. High temperatures between 70 and 75 degrees. Skies will be partly cloudy this evening and overnight. Cooler out the door tomorrow with lows between 45 and 50. Tomorrow, much cooler than average. We'll see partly sunny skies and a high of 60. I'm 7 News meteorologist Eileen Whalen in the First Alert Weather Center.
Sunshine and 64 degrees.
This is WTOP News. Facts matter.
This hour of news is brought to you by Lido Pizza. Lido Pizza never cuts corners.
Good morning. I'm Mark Lewis. Coming up.
Now, this county is trying to keep young people out of trouble. I'm Neil Augenstein.
Why violent crime is up in Prince George's this year while other crimes are down. I'm John Doman.
There's progress in moving massive pieces of the collapsed Key Bridge, but what will the future look like? I'm Kate Ryan.
The U.S. Supreme Court hearing arguments on an emergency abortion law. The Dow is down 29 points at 11 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. President Biden right now signing the foreign aid legislation approved by Congress into law after a months-long delay. It includes billions for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. CBS's Weijia Jiang says it also has a measure pushing TikTok to divest itself from Chinese ownership within a year.
The administration has been very careful to try to clarify that this is not a ban on TikTok, the app. The campaign uses it, for an example, but they do think that the way it is structured from a business standpoint right now is a national security threat.
The U.S. Supreme Court's hearing arguments on an abortion case about when doctors can perform them in medical emergencies in states that have banned the procedures.
The case comes from Idaho, which is among 14 states that now ban abortions at all stages of pregnancy with limited exceptions. Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor says federal and Idaho law are in conflict.
No. Idaho law says the doctor has to determine not that there's merely a serious medical condition, but that the person will die.
Yeah.
That's a huge difference, counsel.
Some doctors note that Idaho's law means some women have to be flown out of state for care that requires abortions. Allison Keyes, CBS News, Washington.
The government is putting something new on the menu for school lunches. CBS's Willie James Inman at the White House.
The new rule would mean schools should prioritize more whole grains, fruits, and vegetables. Gradual updates to menus will start rolling out in the fall of this year, with a limit on added sugar starting in fall of 2025 and reduced sodium content implemented in fall of 2027.
The Biden administration also setting new rules on airline fees and refunds. They spell out exactly when consumers are owed a refund for a delayed flight. CBS's Chris Van Cleve says that used to be up to the airlines.
You can get a refund for a canceled flight, but if you're delayed more than 3 hours for a domestic flight or more than 6 hours internationally, you can also get a refund if you choose not to fly.
Columbia University says it is making progress with pro-Palestinian protesters who set up a tent encampment. A deadline to break it up has been extended. This protester says,
our first demand is complete divestment from anything related to Israeli settler colonialism, apartheid, and genocide.
Reggie Bush has been reinstated as 2005 Heisman Trophy winner. It comes more than a decade after Southern California returned the award following an NCAA investigation into benefits he received while in college. Wall Street, right now the Dow is down 96 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
11:03 on WTOP. It is Hump Day Wednesday, April 24. 65 and sunny now. We're heading into the 70s. Good morning, I'm Mark Lewis with the top local stories we're following this hour. In response to last weekend's disturbance at National Harbor that involved dozens of teenagers, Prince George's County is taking emergency action. WTOP's Neil Augenstein says it comes in the form of a targeted teen curfew.
We really need to get a handle on these teenagers, for the most part, who are just running wild in commercial areas.
Prince George's County Council Chair Jolene Ivey voted in favor of the emergency legislation. It allows the police chief to designate juvenile curfew zones at the request of retail and commercial property owners. Once the zone is specified, teens 17 and under are prohibited after 11:59 p.m. on weekends and 10 o'clock on weekdays until 5 o'clock the next morning. Parents of teens who are out past this targeted curfew will face fines of $50 for a first offense to $250 for a third. Neil Augenstein, WTOP News.
The curfew move is coming as the county is dealing with a mixed bag of crime trends. Details from WTOP's John Doman.
Nonviolent crime is down almost 20% this year in Prince George's County, but violent crime is up 11% so far this year.
Driven by assaults, that simple assaults, you know, somebody, you know, pushing or fighting or things like that.
Police Chief Malik Aziz updated the county council on those stats during a budget hearing Monday. Overall, crime is down 13%. Gun arrests are trending down too, but maybe not for the reasons you think.
The new law last July 1st that said that no searches could be conducted of a car that was reeking of cannabis odor, then police cannot search that vehicle. And so a lot of those searches came looking for marijuana. Guns were in the car.
John Dome in WTOP News.
There's been a big drug bust at Dulles International Airport. An England-bound passenger is facing felony drug charges after officers say they found more than 40 pounds of marijuana in her luggage. Customs and Border Protection says the 26-year-old woman from Houston tried to hide the weed inside suitcases. The agency is seeking an increase, is noticing rather, an increasing trend of cannabis being smuggled in bulk to Europe and Africa, where it can sell for a higher price. Officials say this seizure had a street value of as much as $200,000 in the U.S., but it could have fetched two to three times more in London. In Annapolis this morning, several roadways and businesses were shut down due to flooding in the area. The National Weather Service had a coastal flood warning in effect that expired moments ago at 11 o'clock. Barricades have been up and drivers have been advised not to drive through any standing water. The Office of Emergency Management says Dock Street in Annapolis remains closed. They are monitoring other areas for high water today. Basketball star Caitlin Clark is coming to D.C. in June. That's when the Indiana Fever will play the Washington Mystics. Due to high demand, that game was moved to a larger arena, and tickets sold out in record time. However, WTOP's Lynn Bowie reports the change in venue has caused both confusion and frustration.
Fans who bought tickets when the game was being played at Entertainment and Sports Arena learned their tickets were canceled and their money refunded now that the game has moved to Capital One Arena. The Washington Mystics posted on X clarifying that Ticketmaster buyers still have tickets to the game in a comparable seat location at the same price and will get an email by Friday with instructions to access their invoice. But our news partner 7 News reports this is not the case for fans who used a third-party ticket merchant like Bethesda resident Candace Charlton, who bought her tickets on StubHub.
As soon as she announced for the draft, I started just trying to figure out, okay, what's the next step? How can I see her? I want the tickets. Yeah, I wanted to see her play.
She got a refund, but her tickets won't transfer. Lynn Bowie, WTOP News.
Coming up on WTOP in Money News.
Can't escape the cookies just yet. I'm Jeff Glable.
Traffic and weather in 30 seconds.
When it comes to substance use disorder, there is no one-size-fits-all solution. Every patient has their own journey, and at Alpus Wellness, we understand that. Alpus Wellness is an evidence-driven, holistic treatment facility that offers multiple paths to recovery. We work with most major insurance companies. It's time. Visit us at alpaswellnesscenters.org to learn more or call us at 866-862-5727. Alpas Wellness. Unparalleled treatment. Lasting recovery.
It's 11:08.
Michael & Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49. Michael & Son.
Now, traffic and weather on the 8s to Rob Stallworth in the WTOP Traffic Center.
Leaving Bethesda, headed toward McLean on the Outer Loop. Watch for delays coming off the southbound 270 spur toward the American Legion Bridge. The work is in Virginia on the Outer Loop and Inner Loop between the Georgetown Pike and Dulles Toll Road and blocking the right lane. I-95 southbound on the brakes, leaving the Prince William Parkway, headed down toward Dumfries. The work after Dale City exit 156 is blocking the right lane there. Northbound I-95, pretty good, leaving Stafford, headed toward the Springfield Interchange and on I-395 northbound, which looks pretty good, going up to and across the 14th Street Bridge. Earlier problem was in Leesburg, eastbound Route 7. After Route 9, we had a crash. Last report, you were under police direction there. In the district, I-695, westbound the inbound 11th Street Bridge toward M Street, may have a mobile work crew blocking at least one lane. Your delays stretch back to southbound DC 295, approaching Burroughs Avenue, headed down to the inbound 11th Street Bridge. Northbound DC 295 toward Burroughs Avenue, that's where the right side is blocked for the work zone there. Traveling on the outer loop in Prince George's County, headed past 201 and Kenilworth Avenue. The mobile work crew is along the left side. Southbound BW Parkway between 198 and 197. Still with a single left lane getting you by the work zone. Route 4, Pennsylvania Avenue, southbound between Westphalia Road and Dower House Road. It's the left lane that continues to get by that long-term work. The WTOP Newsroom is furnished by Regency Furniture. Shop Regency for the best dining, living room, and bedroom sets, plus brand-name mattresses. Affordable never looks so good. I'm Rob Stallworth, WTOP Traffic.
Eileen Whalen with the 7 News First Alert Forecast.
After some early morning April showers, we're going to see a mix of sun and clouds throughout the day with high temperatures in the low to mid 70s. It's also going to turn breezy through the afternoon. We'll be dry this evening with overnight lows falling into the 40s in many neighborhoods. It will be a nice moonlit night with the waning gibbous moon shining bright. Heading into the day tomorrow, partly sunny, quite cool for April with a high of 60. 66 degrees on Friday. We're in the 60s Saturday with the low 80s in the forecast by Sunday. I'm 7 News meteorologist Eileen Whalen in the First Alert Weather Center.
It's 68 in Woodbridge. Upper Marlboro already hitting 70 degrees. We have sunshine and 65 in Northwest Washington. Brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com. 11:10 on WTOP, that means money news at 10 and 40 with Jeff Claybaugh.
Cookies will keep following you a little while longer. Google says it will not meet its goal to eliminate third-party cookie tracking on Chrome by the end of the year as originally promised. 66% of internet traffic in the U.S. is carried by Chrome. Hilton's hotels are fuller, room rates are higher, and it continues to open them. Hilton opened 106 new hotels last quarter and has a record number of new hotels in development. Hilton expects room rates to rise as much as 4% this year. Reston-based General Dynamics is benefiting from foreign military aid. Its combat systems revenue last quarter was up 20% from a year ago. General Dynamics also makes Gulfstream jets. The FAA recently certified its newest and priciest, the G700, the $75 million private jet, has a 14,000-mile range and flies upwards of 650 miles an hour. The Dow is down 146 points now. The S&P 500 is down 11. The Nasdaq is up, but just 18. Jeff Claybaugh, WTOP News.
Bank of America has powerful digital solutions for local and global businesses, so you can make every move matter. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. Bank of America NA, copyright 2024.
Straight ahead, more on what the future may bring to the former Key Bridge in Baltimore. It's 11:12.
How can a small business be part of helping big agencies like the Marine Corps achieve a clean audit? On ASMC's The Business of Defense, Haley Lee shared how Redwood Strategy Group does it.
I think there's a lot of innovation that comes out of small businesses and being able to walk
alongside our customers and really try to help them solve their, you know, critical challenges in a resource-constrained environment, being able to bring that expertise to them.
To hear the full discussion, visit federalnewsnetwork.com and search ASMC.
The U.S. defense industry is large, complex, and competitive. It is also lucrative for those companies able to navigate it successfully. The American Society of Military Comptrollers helps bridge the gap between the boardroom and the battlefield while supporting transformation in the defense sector. The Business of Defense podcast brings you inside the companies working to achieve this directly from the business leaders and to understand how they create value for their companies and their customers. For more information on ASMC, visit asmconline.org.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
And now Martha Stewart for Skechers.
When I make a dish or embark on a craft project, I always use the finest, most fabulous ingredients and materials. Which is why, when it comes to footwear, I love Skechers. Because Skechers is the comfort technology company and uses the most luxurious, innovative materials and designs to make wondrously comfortable footwear with all the fits and features like Arch Fit and Skechers' world-famous air-cooled memory foam. It's exactly the way I'd make shoes.
Find Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Is your IRS tax debt making you feel anxious? The professionals at Allies Tax Relief are ready to negotiate your fresh start. Call them now at 800-230-5174.
Hey, have you heard the Virginia Lottery has a new Willy Wonka golden ticket scratcher that has a top prize of $100,000?
Tell that to my automated golden ticket scratcher apparatus. You simply put the ticket in here, and the machine scratches it for you. And while we wait, we can play the Willy Wonka golden ticket online game with a top prize of $1 million. Just visit VALottery.com or use the lottery app.
That's one impressive scratcher apparatus.
Use it whenever. What's mine is yours. But hands off the scratcher. That Willy Wonka golden ticket is all mine.
You want the best for your family, especially when it comes to their safety. So don't settle for just any old forecast. You need 7 News First Alert Weather from WTOP. All the watches, all the warnings, every 10 minutes on the 8th. WTOP, Washington's top news.
It's 11:15. Thanks for joining us. I'm Mark Lewis. As work continues to clean up Baltimore's collapsed Key Bridge, we have a WTOP exclusive as our Kate Ryan reports on what the Maryland Port Administrator is saying about what the future holds there.
Whatever the configuration of the new Key Bridge in Baltimore, there will be consideration to the types of ships that move through the channel. Jonathan Daniels, executive director at the Maryland Port Administration, explains the push to get the channel back to its 50-foot depth.
We are one of the deepest ports on the East Coast. We're very, very fortunate. It allows us the opportunity to bring in the larger vessels.
The design for the new Key Bridge hasn't been settled on, but Daniels said,
if you have 50 feet in the channel and only 45 feet against the dock or against the berth, you're relegated to 45 feet. And so all of that needs to be taken into consideration in regards to the design and what the specifications will look like moving into the future.
And Daniels, who's only been on the job in Maryland for about 3 months now, said Baltimore's resolve to come back from the tragedy is undeniable.
You know, one of the reasons that I am here is the strong maritime community, the sense of camaraderie amongst the maritime community.
Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
The quality of the air we're breathing around here is among the worst in the country. That's the finding of a new report. And WTOP's Sandra Jones has details.
The report breaks down our exposure to the amount of clean air days, particle pollution, and unhealthy levels of ozone air pollution. The results?
Unfortunately, what we see in the DMV area, we're still not doing that great. You know, ozone smog, we're still in F grade. We're still seeing a C grade for pollution. Now, that being said, we're doing better than we did do in the past.
Dr. Bobby Mahajan with the American Lung Association points out how the Canadian wildfires may be to blame for last year's unhealthy air quality.
We saw a number of wildfires over the summer and the spring, which pushed a lot of particle pollution down the mid-Atlantic into our area. And on certain days, you could see it outside, that it was very dense.
The D.C. region ranked the second worst in the country for bad air quality. Sandra Jones, WTOP News.
Just into WTOP, President Biden has now signed into law that massive $95 billion foreign aid measure that includes U.S. assistance for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. Ukraine will get more than $60 billion of that. The bill also includes a provision that would force social media site TikTok to be sold or banned in the U.S. We'll have more from our Capitol Hill correspondent Mitchell Miller, who'll be joining us at 11:30. Here's a quick look at the other top stories we're working on. The U.S. Supreme Court today is hearing arguments regarding an emergency abortion law. A melee at National Harbor last weekend has pushed Prince George's County lawmakers into action. Keep it here. We've got full details on these stories just minutes away. It's 11:18. Time for traffic and weather. On the 8th, Rob Stallworth in the traffic center.
Thanks, Mark. New problem on the inner loop in Alexandria. After Eisenhower Avenue, exit 174, the left side is blocked for the debris where a truck dropped a glass door in the second lane from the left. Listener reports that glass did not shatter. So keep in mind the inner loop after Eisenhower Avenue, that's where the left side is blocked for the debris spill there. Outer loop in Prince George's County after Kenilworth Avenue, exit 23. The left side is blocked for the mobile work crew. Traveling otherwise on the outer loop, leaving 270, headed toward the American Legion Bridge. The work in Virginia on the outer loop and inner loop between the Georgetown Pike and Dulles Toll Road continues to block the right lane. Eastbound 66 near Cub Run, two right lanes are blocked for the crash. Understanding may have some response headed to the scene. Eastbound 66 near Cub Run with the two right lanes blocked for the crash. There. I-95 southbound on the brakes leaving Dale City, headed down toward Dumfries with work, continues to block the right lane. Northbound I-95 and I-395 in pretty good shape between at this point, Newington and the 14th Street Bridge. If you're traveling in the district, southbound DC 295, the work after Pennsylvania Avenue has a single lane getting you by there. Then the problems on the inbound 11th Street Bridge as you head toward M Street with the debris spill along the left side, blocking the left lane and that left center lane. So stay to the right in order to get through. Northbound DC 295, headed toward Burroughs Avenue. That's where the right side is blocked for the work zone. Traveling in Maryland on the BW Parkway southbound between 198 and 197, a single left lane gets you through the work zone. Your small business keeps you on the go. Progressive Commercial Insurance keeps your policy within reach with their easy-to-use mobile app. Learn more at progressivecommercial.com. I'm Rob Stallworth, WTOP Traffic.
Let's bring in Steve Rudin with the 7 News First Alert Forecast. Steve, we've got some sunshine, but it's kind of breezy out there today.
It is, and those winds are going to kick up as we head through the remainder of the afternoon. Gusts 20 to 30 miles per hour. Nothing that's going to bring us any wind advisories, but if you suffer from allergies with all the tree pollen, you're definitely going to feel it today with brighter skies, upper 60s to middle 70s for highs. Scattered clouds this evening and into the overnight. We're mainly in the 40s come early tomorrow morning. Partly sunny on your Thursday, upper 50s to lower 60s, so cooler by about 10 degrees. Sunny on Friday, temperatures back into the middle 60s. We're around 65 on Saturday with mostly cloudy skies, and then summertime, or at least a taste of summer, is on the way come Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. Highs anywhere from the lower to middle 80s on Monday and Tuesday, even the upper 80s in some neighborhoods. 68 degrees right now downtown D.C., 67 in Bethesda, and 70 in Old Town Alexandria.
Steve's forecast brought to you by Len the Plumber Heating and Air. Trusted same-day service 7 days a week. Straight ahead, new federal rules affecting airlines and passenger refunds. It's 11:22.
We all have that friend who wakes up early to go get everyone McDonald's breakfast, while the rest of us sleep in. This is your sign to thank them. And if you're that friend, this is us saying thank you.
Just a friendly reminder that right now, get any size iced coffee before 11 a.m. for just 99 cents. And a satisfying sausage McMuffin with egg is just $2.79. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Pulling up to Mickey D's just for drinks? Oh, yeah, that's me. Nothing extra, just perfection and a straw. Coming in hot for the coldest cups on the block. Because there are drinks. Then there are drinks from McDonald's.
Ever combine an ice-cold frozen Coke with piping hot fries? Try frozen drinks any size for $1.49. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Fargo, the new virtual assistant from Wells Fargo, makes banking faster and easier.
like this.
Fargo, what's my checking account routing number?
And this.
Fargo, turn off my debit card.
And this.
Fargo, what did I spend on groceries last month?
And that's just the beginning. Do you Fargo? You can. In the Wells Fargo mobile app. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/getFargo.
Terms and conditions apply. Your mobile carrier's availability and message and data rates may apply. Wells Fargo Bank N.A. member FDIC.
This is WTOP News.
It's 11:23. New airline rules could end up saving travelers some money and a lot of hassle.
You can get a refund for a canceled flight. But if you're delayed more than 3 hours for a domestic flight or more than 6 hours internationally, you can also get a refund if you choose not to fly. Also, bag fees must be refunded if a checked bag is significantly delayed, and refunds must be given if any services you paid for aren't provided, like broken Wi-Fi. Airlines are also required now to disclose what fees they charge up front.
That's CBS correspondent Chris Van Cleave. These new rules expected to save consumers more than a $500 million a year.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Eye on Travel Minute. In the U.S., we haven't seen a truly new airport in nearly 30 years, and that was Denver back in 1995. But there are a number of new airports opening all around the world. There's the Felipe Carrillo Puerto International Airport in Tulum, Mexico, and airlines ranging from American, Delta, United, JetBlue, and Spirit are starting service there. In Cambodia, they recently opened a new airport in Siem Reap, the gateway to Angkor Wat. That means it can now handle long haul nonstop international flights. And they just started service from the brand new Red Sea Airport in Saudi Arabia. And this summer, southern Italy becomes more accessible with a brand new airport on the Amalfi Coast. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Eye on Travel Minute.
Sports at 25 and 55 on WTOP.
11:25, let's turn to Dave Preston.
Capitals trail their first-round NHL playoff series 2 games to none after last night's loss to the New York Rangers. One where they played better than in Game 1, but one where they still made mistakes.